Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios this morning with Price City, Brianna Welch, Parks and Cemetery Supervisor. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm just great. How are you?
I am good. And I am sure that this is a very busy time for you.
It is. It's crazy busy.
You know, this is because if you think about it, I mean, yes, we've got Memorial Day coming up, but think about all the other things. I mean, everything's starting to bloom. The grass is starting to grow like crazy. I know. Yes. At my own home, I've had to mow multiple times. So I can only imagine keeping up with all the parks in the community.
It gets crazy sometimes.
Oh, I can believe it. Well, Brianna, there are a couple of different things going on in the next week and a half, 2 weeks that we need to talk about.
Okay.
So tell me a little bit about what's going on. I know that Memorial Day is a big day. The cemetery is going to be packed, and we've got more than one in this community. So it's really an event where all day long. And I mean, it's a Monday, but people like to go a little early too. So let's talk about when people can go and decorate the gravesites.
Perfect. Usually the Friday before Memorial Day, and in this case, it's going to be on May 24th. All of our west entrances along Veterans Lane will be completely closed off by 1 p.m. And this is on May 24th. We do offer shuttle services into the cemetery, where we have these little utility vehicles that we can take the people that really can't walk too far. We take them right to their graves that they want to decorate. So a lot of the people park on Veterans Lane and on the south north side of the cemetery. All of the other entrances, the north and the south one, are always open. Okay. Then Saturday morning, the north and south, as well as all the gates on Veterans Lane, will be completely closed off. So there isn't any vehicle access. And we do this for safety reasons.
Right. I mean, we've all been to the cemetery multiple times, and they are narrow lanes. Yes. It's not like you can have a lot of vehicle traffic going in and out of there, especially on a weekend like this where a lot of people are going to be going there.
Oh, yes. We have, I mean, hundreds of people, even from out of the area. We've had people from other countries that come and see the Price City Cemetery, because a lot of the people from other countries are immigrants, and that's how they got here. A lot of them worked in the coal mines. So we've got a good heritage.
Yeah, we absolutely do. So this is definitely something that you want to be mindful of. If you are going to decorate any grave sites, make sure that you are aware of the closures of the gates. The shuttle will be super convenient for a lot of individuals. And, you know, the shuttle's great as well when you've got multiple graves that you're wanting to decorate and you've got a lot of different things.
Correct. Correct.
So there's also a ceremony that will be taking place that we need to let everyone know about.
There is. The American Legion and the other military, they do a dedication at the Cliffview Cemetery and at the Price City Cemetery on that Monday. And the main cemetery starts at 10 o'clock, and this is on Memorial Day Monday at the Price City Cemetery. And then they go up to Cliffview at 10:45 and do a flag dedication there.
And, you know, it's such a beautiful experience.
It is.
If you've never been to that, you definitely want to make arrangements. Now, Memorial Day is coming up on the 27th. A lot of people don't work, so your morning's freed up.
Yes.
Make sure to make arrangements and try to be there for these ceremonies. They really are very touching. Now, let's go ahead and talk about cleanup, because that's another important part.
Yes, yes. Part of the cleanup is organizing my staff, giving them instructions on what to remove and what not to remove. What we like to see the public do is the week after the Memorial Day Monday, have them go in, get everything that they want cleared off the graves so that the employees can go in there, get everything cleaned off, and we can get right to mowing.
Right. So, I mean, that's one of the beautiful things about Memorial Day is to see all of these grave sites just beautifully decorated, but they can't stay that way forever.
Correct.
Unfortunately, especially when we're talking live flowers, different things that are going to be on those grave sites, those flowers are going to die. And then the winds come in and then they blow, and then it just makes a mess all over the cemetery. So for those individuals that put something on a grave site that they want to leave there for the week, but you do want to get it back, make sure to go and get that, because after that week, then that tells you guys, oh, whatever's here, they don't want, we're going to go ahead and clean them off.
Correct.
So definitely make sure to get down there and get those cleaned off the week after Memorial Day. Well, Brianna, very good information. I think it's super important for people to realize that there are people behind the scenes that are keeping these places groomed and looking beautiful. And you guys do a great job.
Oh, thank you. I've got the best staff in the world.
Yeah, you definitely do. Anytime you go to any park in the city, it's like, wow, this place is taken care of. So yeah, hats off to you and your crew. And is there anything else you'd like to mention?
No, I think we've covered everything.
Okay, perfect. Well, do not forget, starting on Friday, you can go and start decorating those grave sites. There will be some gate closures on Friday and Saturday. And then, of course, complete gate closures on Monday, but they will have that shuttle service available to take you to and from the grave sites. And then cleanup will be the following Monday. That is the last chance for cleanup. So you can do it throughout the entire week. Last chance will be Monday. Well, Brianna, I'd like to thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That has been another Castle Country Focus, and you can find additional information on this interview by heading on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.